Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater. I am your host,
Jay Langjans. Hi, everybody. We are on the ninth day of Advent, DDOA, Dog Days of Advent, and this is Empath Studios. We are coming to you from Airdrie, Alberta, Canada. Okay, to kick off the show here, we are going to do our beer of the moment. Shout out to Chiaki. Today's beer of the moment is another Stiegel from our Stiegel Advent calendar. And on this day, we have drawn the Salzburg Stiegel Pils. I don't know if it's like a really long L. It's P-I-L-S. Pils. Pils. And if we... and the label is silver and beige. And if we turn this puppy around, we see that it is a Bitter El Hoffenstieg and the Fager Helwig, and the Alkoholt is 4.9%. Again, Salzburg, Germany. Well, maybe. I don't know if it's Germany. GmbH. Okay, let's give it a sip. Let's see if we like that. Ooh, that's a tad bit hoppy. I don't know. I still like that first one a lot better. Let's try another sip. Let's have a sip. Well, we'll call it the best sip of the day, but it's only because we haven't had anything else. All right. I'm not doing Stiegel many favors here with their Advent calendar. Anyway, moving on. All right. We have some more songs to add to the bin. Some of these are suggestions from my children. Some of these are suggestions from the internet. We already said we were going to bring in Sleigh Ride, and that was suggested by Miss Melissa, the bathtub mermaid. So I'll just find that one. Where did I put that? Sleigh Ride. Okay, there we go, Sleigh Ride. So we're going to put that in the Long and McQuaid bag, add it to the mix. Okay, then we have a suggestion from Crazy Joe, Melikalika Kai. Yes, yes, that song. So we're going to put that into the bin, Melikalika Lai. Okay, we're going to put that one in there. Oops, can you get the bag to stand up? All right, now, my kids are funny kids. So one of them suggested Six White Boomers. You know that song, right? Six white boomers, snow white boomers, bounding across the Australian sun. Anyway, that's a suggestion. That's going in the bin. Well, going into the Long and McQuaid bag. Then my daughters suggested, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. So we're going to put that in the bin. Then, I have a last suggestion from one of my kids, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. So that's going to go into the bin. All right, that's all the songs in the bin. We're going to shake up the Long and McQuaid bag. You know the drill. If you don't know the drill, this is how it works. We're going to draw a Christmas song at random from the bag. Then we're going to move over to the stopwatch. We're going to hit the stopwatch, and the last digit on the stopwatch is going to tell us how many characters we're going to do. Then we're going to draw the characters from the paper bag. Let's reach inside the Long and McQuaid bag and see what we can pull out. Eyes closed, hands rustling around. Okay, and we have one of the new ones. They're slightly bigger than the old ones, so a little easier to grab, I guess. Well, my daughters get their wish. I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas is the song. Okay, so we're going to put that over there. We're going to put this in the bin over here. We're going to hit the stopwatch. We're going to look away from the stopwatch. We're not going to look at the stopwatch. We're going to hold our finger over the button. We're going to hit it at total random and see what we end up with. And we've got six. Okay, six characters singing, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Okay. Alrighty then. Let's have another sip of that beer of the moment. Okay. We will grab the paper bag, store upstairs here in Airdrie, Alberta, Canada. We will give it a vigorous shake. A vigorous shake. See if we can get all those names shaken up. Oh, shaken up in there. All right, we're going to reach inside the bag and we're going to draw out the first name. And the first name we are going to draw is Kermit. Okay, we've done Kermit before. We're going to reach into the bag. We're going to root around a bit more. And we are going to pull out Little Billy. Okay, so that's two. Kermit and Little Billy. Reach inside the bag and draw out again. And we're going for the third name. Dropping the bag. Got the bag. Okay. And we have French guy. Okay, so Kermit, Little Billy, French guy. Seems a lot like the last time. All that stuff's taken up in there. See if we can't get some new characters out of here. All right, we got a new one, Captain Hook. That's four. We've heard of him before. They're all in there. I know they're all in there. We're just going to reach in, shake around. Number five is Geronimo. Geronimo's number five. And last but not least, number six. Let's see, who do we got? Jeffrey V. Okay. Whew. That is a crew. Oh, shoot, dropping the phone. All right. And we're going to type into the phone, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. There we go. We've got the lyrics. Okay, we're going to put the phone in airplane mode. There goes the static. Okay, so six characters singing, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I hope I remember how this song goes. We are singing with Kermit, Little Billy, French Guy, Captain Hook, Geronimo Stewart, and Jeffrey V. Okay, there is all of these characters. Oh, boy. Okay, we're just going to change up the order here a little bit. Yeah, there. Sorry, I just want to change up the names that I look glance down at to sing at random so that the voices are a little separated there. Okay. All right. So from the top, we're going to do Kermit, Jeffrey V, Captain Hook, French Guy, Geronimo, and Little Billy.
Wish me luck, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. I don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind, do you? He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do.
I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what a joy, what surprise, when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there.
I want the hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like the hippopotamuses, and the hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says the hippo would eat me up, but then the teacher says the hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our Tuca garage. I'll feed him there and wash him there and give him a massage.
I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what what a joy, what surprise, when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Only a hippopotamus will do.
No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only likes the hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Oh, I hope that wasn't as brutal as I thought it was. I hope I got it all right. There you have it. Six characters singing, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. My dear. I'm sure that song's a lot easier to sing with the music. I can hear the music in my head, you know, it's like it's going there, but yeah. Anyway, that was I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Six characters coming at you from MPAT Studios. If you liked it, let me know. If you didn't like it, don't let me know, because I did it for the kids. You can find me at jay@jglangjans.com. You can find me on Facebook under Jay Langjans. You can find MPAT Studios on Facebook. We have a page. And, yeah, that's about it. From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night. Goodbye, everybody.
This podcast was created under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 license.